when a trawler fishing in Antarctic waters returns to port with a monster of the deep. It offers scientists a chance to examine a truly mysterious creature, the giant squid. A team of experts travel to New Zealand to dissect this rare specimen.
This is just the lens. It's about the same size as my whole eye.
Joy and Mark uncover alien anatomy. Simon investigates how teeth-covered tentacles engulf the squid's prey. And Richard Dawkins will reveal how squid have evolved as masters of disguise. Join the team as they go deep inside the giant squid. When ships explore the wild seas of the Southern Ocean, they send down trawl nets thousands of feet into the void. Sometimes they return with what seafarers used to call monsters of the deep. For the team, there was one specimen they had been waiting for, perhaps the most mysterious of nature's giants. As a vet, Mark has encountered many strange animals, but nothing quite like this. These rare specimens, brought to New Zealand's Te Papa Museum, offer a fantastic opportunity to investigate a deep-sea oddity.
Huge debate out there as to what.
For Steve O'Shea, the mysteries surrounding the giant squid have become a lifelong obsession. To understand how these elusive creatures live, hunt, and replicate, the team will carry out a dissection. They'll also look at their more accessible living relatives, the octopus and other kinds of squid. The first clues to the secret life of the giant squid can be found by meeting their smaller cousins. Joy joined Steve O'Shea and his crew of marine biologists to search for them off New Zealand's North Island. Joy's had plenty of experience with whales and sharks, but squid are new to her. No one knows for sure how giant squid use their tentacles to hunt, but we can get some idea by looking at what smaller squid do at this lab in Woods Hole in Massachusetts. Simon Watt's going to use a high-speed camera to see how they strike their prey. Playing the attack in slow motion, you can see the incredible speed of the tentacles shooting outwards. And once in their grasp, there's no escape.